It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
During a recent interview where Nick Jonas was hooked up to a heart monitor, he revealed that he thinks Miley Cyrus' song Seven Things is probably about him. Okay. He said in the music video, she's wearing the dog tag that he gave her when he was 14. Nick was actually kind of flattered that she wrote a breakup song about him and says it's a good song. He also talked about why Selena Gomez has bad feelings about Central Park because of him.
Okay, so this was at a time when my brothers and I were a boy band, and we were in Central Park, and we were very private about our relationship, and she was unhappy that her Central Park experience was ruined by the fact that I walked about 20 feet away from her. Even though they're taking pictures of us, and obviously we're there together, I was like, it'd be better if we stand about 25 feet apart. So it ruined her Central Park experience. So her and Taylor Swift, who was dating my brother Joe, but we never confirmed it, walked 25 feet behind us as we walked through the park by ourselves.
That's how we walk as a show. Like, we're out in public. It's like, hey.
We don't know each other.
Is he on life support or what?
I said he did an interview on a heart rate monitor. Okay. I guess to see if his heart started beating faster with questions or something.
He's dying.
Justin Timberlake held a listening party for his new album, Man of the Woods, on Wednesday in NYC, and he served guests grasshoppers and ants covered in rose oil and black garlic. Would you try this?
Hell yeah.
I would never.
Do you know how many bugs you've eaten in your life accidentally?
One of my friends here in Indy, she's in she's in Asian countries. She's doing like all of them. Like I don't know if she's doing China and Japan or what, but she's like all over, like exploring over there.
Okay.
Anyway, she ate a scorpion the other day, put a video of it on Instagram, and I said, you're actually insane. And then I blocked her. But
you blocked her?
I'm just kidding.
That's a little extreme.
I'm just kidding, but seriously, gross. Former NBA star Lamar Odom recently took a swipe at his ex Khloe Kardashian, confessing, I knew my marriage to Khloe was over when she was on her second or third NBA player. Khloe's sister Kim fired back, tweeting, or second or third brothel.
Ooh. Hey.
I was lit.
Shots fired.
Movie director Woody Allen released a statement soon after his adopted daughter Dylan Farrow's interview with Gayle King on Thursday CBS This Morning. Farrow described a sexual assault she had, said that she had suffered at the hands of Allen when she was 7. Now Allen has released a written statement saying Dylan's older brother Moses has said that he witnessed their mother relentlessly coaching Dylan, trying to drum into her that her father was a dangerous sexual predator. He said it seems to have worked, and sadly, I'm sure Dylan truly believes what she says. Even though the Farrow family is cynically using the opportunity afforded by the Time's Up movement to repeat this discredited allegation, that doesn't make it any more true than it was in the past. I never molested my daughter, as all investigations concluded a quarter of a century ago. According to Southern California spies, Angelina Jolie has been grocery shopping at Trader Joe's in Silver Lake, LA. She uses recyclable bags, and her kids, who are, quote, lovely apparently, packed up all the groceries themselves, saving the cashier a job, which I think is kind of sweet.
You mean taking their job? What are they going to do? Have nothing left? If you have a family that big, you'd be in and out in no time.
You know about the bag issues out there?
No.
They charge you 10 cents per bag now. That's why everybody's bringing their own recyclable bags.
You know what?
Bags.
I literally can't stay in California lately. They're talking about how they want to be their own country. I say let them. Let them. Just get them out of the United States.
What do you want to
do? Yes.
Do you just want to have like a little earthquake and they separate so they're kind of like a little thing like Hawaii?
Why not? All of our issues are stemming from there lately. That's so Raven.
Like what?
Like literally everything. Like all like that. Like taking their jobs
like
with
like
their
what?
Bags. Like it's just horrible things. That's so Raven star Orlando Brown was arrested Thursday morning in Barstow, California, after authorities responded to a family disturbance call. Disney Channel fans will easily remember Orlando's roles as Sticky Webb in The Proud Family, as well as Eddie Thomas in That's So Raven. Police said there was a verbal argument in an apartment with Orlando, his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's mom. The responding officer learned that Orlando had an active arrest warrant from Torrance Police Department. He was booked into the Barstow jail on charges for battery against a spouse, resisting a police officer, and possession of a controlled substance. The actor remains in custody with a bail set at $25,000.
I just picture Raven and Simone just like, oh, what? Oh, what's happening? Oh, no, he's getting arrested. No.
Louis Tomlinson donated $10,000 to a 9-year-old to help pay for her medical costs. The little girl has a rare brain malformation, which ultimately causes cerebral palsy. According to the fundraising page her parents set up, the family is now only $2,500 away from their $15,000 goal. Now, can I just bring this up? And maybe, I don't know, am I wrong to say this? But like, okay, if all they need is $15,000, why didn't he just pay the full remaining amount? Why did he only give 10 grand? Like, he can afford it. It's just weird to me that he's going to leave them $2,500 away. Like, why didn't he just pay the extra $2,500?
Are you sure he can afford it?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Where's Taylor Swift?
Well, I mean, this isn't her thing. The kid was a massive One Direction fan.
I know, but Taylor Swift pays for everything. Where is she?
She doesn't pay for everything. She's not going to pay for somebody that's not a fan of hers.
What if the kid last minute says, I also like Taylor Swift?
Oh, brother, that's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out the garbage, RadioNowIndeed.com, if you'd like to read stuff. Also, it's on our Instagram story, so follow us there, Joe and Alex Show.